All right, it's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I am privileged to have experienced a little bit of air guitar from Jeffrey McCarroll, who is one of the stars of the upcoming Theatricos presentation of Lend Me a Tenor, which is opening July 21st, this coming Friday, runs till August 13th. And it says here, and I'm going to see if I can do it justice, is full of slamming doors, mistaken identities, and comic wackiness. I love it. All right, so you're just like,
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jeffrey, who was air guitaring for us. All three of those check out. All right, so clearly, as I'm looking at this, and it's like, oh, so Lend Me a Tenor, 9-time Tony Award nominated with 2 wins, side splitting. That's fair. All right, so let me, can I start there? Okay, so clearly, and Jeffrey, he plays Saunders, okay? Also joined by...
That's right.
Okay. Thank you. So yeah. So clearly you think you're funny.
Okay. That's true. I might be the only one, but so far it's worked out.
All right, so far it's worked out. That's why we do these, okay? So we like those laugh out loud moments, okay? So tell me about your character, Saunders.
So my character Saunders plays the proprietor of a opera house in mid-30s Cleveland, and he's bringing over an opera star from Italy, I think like Pavarotti nowadays, yeah. And he's going to throw this one-night blowout. We're going to make 50 grand. We're going to save the theater, like make our year's budget. And then the side splitting ensues.
Okay, then the side splitting comes after that. Right. All right, so you set the stage for us there, and then I wrote this. I can't read my own writing, but it's give me your name again. I'm sorry,
Kristen.
Would you be able to tell what that is?
Not
absolutely
at all.
Absolutely not.
Her name is Rake.
Yeah, you would think that when I take notes, right? That's why I type my notes normally. Anyway, Kristen Irene, you play Maggie. You're Saunders' daughter, okay?
Yes.
So just before I ask you anything else, do you think you're funny too?
Right. She is very funny.
She's the funniest person in the room, I guarantee you.
All right, so you're going to be carrying her on the humor side. All right, so tell me about your character.
I play the character of Maggie, and I am Saunders' daughter. And I grew up in this world of opera, idolizing opera stars, and finally a world-famous one, Tito Morelli, is coming to town, and I can't contain myself.
Fantastic. The show is Lend Me a Tenor. It's coming to the Flagstaff stage at Theatricos, running July 21st to August 13th. All right, and before I get to John Propster, he's the director of the show, give me... I don't want you to ruin anything, okay? But since both of you guys, you know, this is all about timing, right? Okay, so you got to drop something on me. You know, you got to, I mean, because it says here. I mean, I didn't make this stuff up. It says side splitting, okay? So, I mean, before you're out of here today, your job is to split my side, okay? Don't kick me, not literally. Okay?
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. All right, Parent, you need a minute, right? Okay. All right, you need so. So John Propster is the director of this program. Tell me about maybe the challenges that you face in directing a show like this one. That, you know, because the thing about comedy that I've always found, comedy is the most difficult thing to do in all of showbiz. Because if you can sing, even if I don't like that genre of music, I can at least say, wow, you know, a guy can play the saxophone, or that's what a beautiful voice. And I may not like the genre of music. With art, it might not be, you know, my thing, but I can look at it on the canvas and go, well, that's interesting. With comedy, there's so many things that can go wrong, right? It might be intellectually over my head, okay?
I guarantee you
this is
not
probably
a
not that.
Show. Yes.
This is probably,
I mean,
not that.
In this time of droughts and fires and all this stuff, this is a farce. A farce, the feature is that it doesn't make sense. Okay, as we were starting to do it, you know, actors are bringing up, well, how come this would happen and that would happen? I said, that's not a bug. It's a feature. Okay, yeah. So this is something to come back, relax, and just go with the flow. Suspend your disbelief and just accept it. And it's fast moving. So that has been the hardest challenge, is to keep it moving. And we were rehearsing in a space without any doors, and the doors are, you know, vital to this.
It says door slamming.
That's
so I'm
right,
guessing
door slamming.
Happens.
So
yeah.
When we first moved onto the stage with the set, it was like people forgot to close doors. And, okay. You know, it's like we never had them before. So right. That was a challenge. And then to keep it moving so that, you know, it's fast paced.
Yeah.
So that's the challenge. But this is live actors performing for a live audience to create a unique performance every night. It's going to be different. And things happen, then that's good. You know, people like to see people getting in trouble. So
people like to see people getting in trouble. People like to see people having fun.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Laughter is contagious.
Exactly.
So when you're rehearsing, okay, and with comedy, I've always wanted to ask this with comedy, you know, because you watch like different shows and whatnot, and you can tell like they're cracking each other up, you
right.
know, and that plays well when we see that, like, because you're having fun, I'm having fun. Okay. So when you're directing this play and progress stops because you're on the floor, okay, it's side splitting. You're like, and then you're like going like, ah, can you save some of that for the opening on the 21st?
Right.
I need you to be, I mean, it's great that you're that funny now. I need you to be that funny like 2 days from
well,
now.
Well, that's
know?
What I've been constantly telling them every night.
Yeah.
Add new stuff. Try new things. Keep it alive, you know? It's not set in stone until opening night. And then you just say, okay, that's the way it's going to be. And so people throw in different things. They're thinking about, get more comfortable with the lines. Then they figure out ways that they can have fun with it.
Nice. So,
and that's
so there's
we are.
Room for oh, some yeah. some improvisation. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. All right. So we've only got a couple minutes left, and I told you I was going to put you on the spot. So let me see. Who gets to be funny first? You know what, Kristen? Since I couldn't get your name first, I was going to tell you, I'll take volunteers. So, Kristen, you just volunteered. Okay. So show me you're funny.
Oh, wow.
Oh, jeez.
Everyone's
here.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, yeah. She
joke, dance monkey.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Dance monkey.
Yeah, we've lost several sides during rehearsals that have been split wide open, and so we really have to watch for that. But I think this brand of comedy, I think the audience will really enjoy. This isn't something we get to see a lot in this day and age. Farce is of an older time, and getting to play it has been very fun. Everything gets to be very big, very over the top, almost cartoon levels of eyes bugging out and whatever else. And for me, that's been a real pleasure because I do improv comedy, which is very different than what we're doing up there. And mm-hmm. for me, this has been a lot of fun to just get to throw caution to the wind, be big, be over the top on purpose. Nobody tells me to slow down. So
so part of the appeal to this program is in its exaggeration, then,
yes.
right?
That's a feature.
I love that. All right, the show is Lend Me a Tenor. It opens on July 21st, runs through August 13th, full of slamming doors. Like actual slamming doors.
Yes,
which was hard
actual
to do a rehearsal where you
yes.
didn't have any doors.
Yeah, I practice my door slamming 45 minutes a day.
And you live alone, right? Okay. So clearly, you live by yourself. Anyway, Lend Me a Tenor is written by Ken Ludwig, finely crafted romp in the classic style of the 1930s comedies, crisp, fast moving, quickly quirky laugh fest, perfect late summer entertainment. Thank you guys so much. I missed out on the joke. You have to, when we go to, I'm not letting you off the hook, but we got to get to ABC News.
No.
I'm still waiting for the joke, though. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
Joke.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. There it is. Joke. Joke's on you, joke. Pal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
thanks,
it.
Jeff.
Have fun with this
all right.
program.
Oh, we
all
will.
Right. We'll
they
come
will.
Back. John Cannon on the other side. ABC News is right now.